Greetings. I hope you are all well. Bonnie and I were blessed to be a part of dedicating our granddaughter and grandson to God at A-Life yesterday. God spoke good words over them. I was also privileged to speak yesterday. It was a wonderful day, and I'm stepping forward into this new year. God is doing something new in the earth. This is a new season, and we must choose to enter into it. We must embrace new ways to enter what God is doing now. God is writing His story, and as sons and daughters of God, we are being invited to enter into what He's doing for His glory. We must choose His presence over our own performance. When we do, we will be seen as a community of God's love and grace. We will be the family of God, revealing His manifest presence as a light to our world. We will be a city on a hill. A couple of weeks ago, God spoke the word partnership to me. He followed that word with the phrase, enter the new. He then spoke the phrase, for the joy that was before. In these first days of 2025, God has been explaining this partnership and its connection to God's words to us in the past and His call to enter into the new. He challenged me to look at the words that He spoke to me for the body of Christ in the last 10 years. This is a summary of those words. In 2015, God gave me a word to be expectant. He said that we must be expectant for greater expectations, unexpected expectations, and new expectations. We were to be careful not to let our preconceived ideas and personal expectations rob us of our expectancy of what He will do. There is a difference between being expectant and having expectations. God's direction in our lives takes us into things we cannot think of without Him. The word for 2016 was to embrace a justice of love. Can we make decisions for others based upon who we are and not upon what they deserve or we think they deserve? We weren't born to be right, we were born to be loved. This is the testimony of the kingdom of God within us. This is the justice of God's love, and it is greater than a justice system of law. It is more powerful than simply seeking to be right. The word for 2017 was to invite God to visit the roots. God's character is to be forgiving, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, and one of keeping mercy for anyone and everyone forever. He doesn't merely sweep our flaws under the rug. He visits our family line and heals our flaws. He forgives us of our iniquities, transgressions, and sin. Iniquity is our character flaw that makes us vulnerable to transgression in our hearts, resulting in sin, a disconnection from God who is our life. God is healing the flaws of our hearts. In 2018, we were to expect new shoots and fruits. These shoots and fruits were a testimony made possible because we have allowed God to deal with roots of our hearts. God wants us to receive life, be life, and give life to our world. These are not the fruit of our way, but the fruit that comes because we have allowed God to be our Father to us in the soil of our hearts. The year of 2019 was a year to navigate the path of God by a revelation of God's love. We were to embrace the path of sons and daughters of God. This included receiving the instruction of God in our hearts. It included a willingness to receive His correction and direction in our lives. This was a furtherance of knowing God as our Father. To live as His sons and daughters, we must embrace His discipline, Proverbs 23:12 through 25, and we must find the path that leads to our destiny in Christ. This means to be taught His ways, to walk in His paths, to become a place of His presence in our world, and to become a place of His life-giving community in our world, Isaiah 2:2 through 3. At the beginning of 2020, God told me that it would be a time of knowing God resting in our lives. We must be a place where God rests so we can rest in Him. God doesn't rest because He's tired. He rests because He is very pleased. Though 2020 seemed like a time where the world stopped, it was really a time to find God's presence resting in our lives because He is pleased with who we are. The following year, 2021, was a time to know God as the rock and be renewed in the courage of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord, and your faith in God. This was a season to personally know the unshakable love of God.